Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Mga Immortal, I'm Stanley Chi, your host for the Underpaid Podcast. It's a pro-employee podcast na siguradong relatable sa lahat ng nag-opisina o work from home. So subscribe to Underpaid and enjoy the show. Mga Immortal, welcome to the Underpaid Podcast. I'm your host, Stanley Chi, and in this podcast, we talk about work-related topics in a light manner. Maraming empleyado ang kumikita ng sariling pera pag nakagraduate na. Pag minalas-malas ka, nahirapan ka maghanap ng trabaho, mag-aantay ka ng 3 to 6 months or minsan aabutin ka ng taon para lang maging matanggap sa dream job mo at sa kumpanyang in-applyan mo. Although marami ng pwedeng pagkakitaan ngayon, pwede ka nang magbenta ng kung ano-ano, magkaroon ng mga side hustle bilang isang immortal or empleyado, may mga kabataan ngayon na kahit hindi pa nakagraduate ng college, wala pa sa college, kumikita ng sariling pera. At yan ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon kasi it's never too early or never too late to earn your own money. And sana with this episode, ma-inspire kayo sa guest natin kasi she's the host of Cyber Crush Podcast and pinag-uusapan niya tungkol sa lifestyle, mental health, dati siyang taga-ABS, ang dami niyang ginagawa sa buhay, nag-host siya, umaarte, napapanood niyo siya kung saan-saan. Okay. Papakilala ko na sa inyo si Mitch B or Mitch Briones. Hello, Mitch.
Yes. Hi. Hi, everyone. So nice being here.
Thank you for guesting, Mitch. Alam ko, sobrang bata mo kasi kanina nag-uusap tayo off-air.
Yes, po.
Sabi mo sa akin, 16 years old ka, nag-aaral ka sa UST Angelicum. Mm-hmm. So kanina akala ko nung sinabi sa akin na host of Cyber Crush Podcast, ang iniisip ko, nagtatrabaho na, graduate na.
Yes.
And then, sinabi nga ng PNA sa akin, pwede niya pag-usapan yung paano kumikita yung mga Gen Z sa panahon ngayon. At ang ganda niyan, kasi may encourage yung mga immortal or yung mga employees, yung mga listeners ng Underpaid para kumita ng sarili nilang pera na hindi porket bata ka or yung mga siguro pamangkin nila or yung mga anak nila or yung mga kapatid nila, sobrang bata, hindi mo na bibigyan ng side hustle na gagawin lang is, uy, maglaro ka lang dyan or mag-aral ka, ganyan. Pwedeng kumita ang mga kabataan ngayon. Di ba, Mitch?
Yes, that's very true. Actually, I started very young. I started at the age of 8.
So, because you're part of Going Bulilit, di ba?
Yes, po. Yeah, I started acting very young. I started at 8 and then I just moved on from there. I think a lot of people will think na parang I did it or I was forced. But no, actually, my parents were working. My whole family was working. But I do think that I had this urge to work at an early age because I liked what I was doing or that was my passion.
Kumbaga, bata ka pa lang, alam mo na gusto mo maging artista.
Yes.
Gusto mo maging host.
Yes.
Pero nagkaroon ng pandemic, so na ano, yung parang syempre, like a problem sa ABS. Ano na ginawa mo after that?
When the pandemic started po, actually, when a person graduates from Going Bulilit or in showbiz in general, I think madalas nagpapahinga sila.
Mm-mm.
But I really wanted to do something with my social media. So I started social media influencing. I started posting randomly. I started posting every day until eventually I grew my TikTok account. And that time po, hindi po masyadong sikat yung TikTok. I think TikTok was just parang 1 million users that time. Mm-hmm. And I just gained interest with the app kasi there was an app called Musical.ly before, which I tried to grow then. Eventually became TikTok. And then when I started posting almost every day on TikTok, I grew an audience and then brands started to reach out more. So after po nun, parang I guess sinabi ko na, oh, there is this thing called influencing. I vlogged also. I don't think I can say na I'm focused on my vlogging, although I did reach 300,000 subscribers, but I don't post that often.
Mm.
But I do think that after when the pandemic started, a lot of people tried to venture more into social media. So parang naging advantage po yun with me since I had following.
And then kasi nasa ABS ka, napapanood ka nila, sinusundan ka nila sa mga social media channels mo.
Yes.
Pwede ba namin malaman, do you edit your own videos? Do you shoot your own videos? O may mga kasama ka?
Actually, I am a one-woman show and I edit everything when it comes to my TikToks. I edit, I do my concepts. When it comes to Instagram, I plan my feed. When it comes to YouTube, I also plan my content there, my vlogs, and who I'm guesting. So yes, one-woman show po.
Nice! Tapos ikaw nag-edit sa Adobe Premiere.
Yes, yes, I do edit my vlogs on my own too.
Yan ang advantage sa mga Gen Z ngayon. Pagka binigyan mo ng app or ng program, pag-aaralan nila yan, kakapain nila, mas mabilis sila matuto. I think, yung mga immortal, syempre, pag nag-graduate, kung ano yung nakasanayan ng iba, mahirapan sila mag-adjust, pero ang mga Gen Z talaga, sige, bigay mo sa akin yung program na yan, bigay mo sa akin yung app na yan, pag-aaralan namin. Yes. And, maganda rin to kasi ma-encourage na, uy, it's never too late and never too early, no?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're consistent, you grow your own channel, pwede kang kumita via YouTube, pwede kang kumita via brand deals.
Yes.
And then, pag sa TikTok, since you talk about fashion and lifestyle, ano yung mga, paano ka kumikita sa TikTok? Kasi hindi naman to monetized, eh.
Yes, actually, TikTok, before TikTok was monetized when it was starting. But now it isn't kasi ang dami ng creators. But I am still freelanced. So I don't actually have an agency. I'm not under any agency. So brands directly contact me po and I handle the emails also. Mm-hmm. So with TikTok, I guess it was easier because brands were starting to make their own TikTok accounts and promote their products on TikTok. So they tap me sometimes through email. Hey, do you want, we can send you a PR and you can do a review. Sometimes I do them for free if I genuinely like the product or the item po. But now they do tap me for even music. Okay, TikTok also has payments with music. So you just use this audio, you create a trend, and then you get paid. And I'm starting to venture po into international brand collabs. So I do have another agency, two agencies that do send me or do pitch my profile to other brands. So I have an agency in LA and I do have an agency po in Korea. Yeah.
Okay. Sino nag-encourage sa'yo mag-venture into this type of business? Kasi napakabata mo. I'm sure nung bata ka, nung 8 years old ka, sa Going Bulilit, ang nag-aasikaso ng finances mo, yung mga magulang mo.
Yes, yes.
Ano yung mga tinuro nila sa inyo tsaka yung pinaalala nila sa'yo para hindi maubos yung ipon mo?
Actually po, ever since I was very, very young, I never did grasp the idea of money being so huge, or I didn't actually look for money that much.
Mm.
My family is okay. We are in a living situation where we don't need to worry about anything, even before showbiz. But during my showbiz time po, and since I was 8 years old, my mom did lend me money sometimes if I actually needed. Kumbaga, hindi po niya dineprive sa akin yung finances ko. She never deprived me about anything. If I wanted something, if I really wanted something, she let me handle my own money. And up until now, I do handle my own money. It's brought me into like a long part of my life now, because after I did do showbiz, I ventured into living with me and my mom, because before me and my mom lived with my Lola, my grandmother, and my grandfather. Uh-huh. But now we ventured, since I was making enough, we ventured into living on our own. So I did move, and then I ventured into investing in content creating equipment. So yeah, she never deprived me with finance, but she did teach me that I should hold my own finance and I should know when I should be investing in something. Yes.
Okay. Ano yung pinakamahal na binili mo? Sa kinita mo sa YouTube, sa brand deals mo, ano yung pinakamahal?
I think pinakamahal po is, I think, my laptop.
Yung mga MacBook, mga ganon.
Yes, yes. I think my laptop and my camera were yung pinakamahal. Because I don't usually splurge on a lot of items. Yes, yun pa. Since I do get brand deals with makeup brands or like outfits and clothes, I don't splurge anymore on things like that. So parang pag gumastos po ako, isang gastusan lang okay. Talaga.
A lot of the listeners or yung mga immortal, hindi naman sila lahat eh may brand deals or hindi yes. Sila yung parang malaki ang sweldo. Mm-hmm. Pagdating sa work ethic, kasi ikaw, hindi lahat ng content creator consistent mag-upload ng mga videos at one-man team. Hindi sila ganun. One-woman team, hindi sila ganun eh.
Mm-hmm.
Ano yung pwede mong i-share sa kanila pagdating sa trabaho para ma-encourage din sila na pag-igihan nila yung ginagawa nila na hindi mo kailangan ng ano, ng sabi natin ng sobrang daming tutulong sa'yo, kaya mong gawing mag-isa, gawin mo na, di ba?
Yeah. I do encourage a lot of people po because I started with my vlogging before I hit 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. I started vlogging with my phone. My phone before was an iPhone 6 and then I started venturing into iMovie only. So, I mean, it was an advantage that I was a public figure beforehand. But I do think it was a different audience that saw my vlogs. And keeping up with trends, I know a lot of people, I know a lot of content creators or a lot of people do get burned out sometimes. And there is a slump where you can't be consistent and you'd rethink your decisions. I have that constantly. But you just keep going. You don't have to do it for money. Before, I never did anything for finances because I really genuinely did vlogging. I really genuinely did content creating because I loved that I had the creative freedom to post whatever I want. So yun, I do think you should be proud, you should be open, and you should be open and you should be more creative and don't think about anyone. Yan.
How about sa mga haters? Ano yung mga sinasabi ng mga detractors mo? Ano yung pinakamasakit?
Oh my God, super dami po. I do think because I'm a girl, a lot of haters would notice my physical appearance first. And a lot of my listeners on my podcast understand that because they've went through the same situation. Especially with social media po right now, I think everything is such an open book and everyone can comment on whoever.
Oo.
But I do think that masakit lang is when haters say that your content or you've changed, you know?
You've changed, parang panagbago ka na, hindi naman ganyan dating content
yes,
mo, parang gano'n.
Yes, uh-huh.
So, bakit nila sa tingin mo sinabi niyong, oh, hindi naman ganyan dating content mo, ba't ka nagbago? Ano yun, hinahanap lang yung dating content mo or parang hindi sila sanay?
I would say po na parang I did change a lot, but I think I evolved in a way where I'm happy with the creativeness that I've created on my account or like my public persona. Mm-hmm. Siguro hindi po sila sanay because they were used to me being little with going bulilit. But then when it came to my social media, I only posted fashion, beauty, and all that. Yun po. Okay.
So, sa mga immortal na nakikinig dyan, hindi porket nag-content creator kayo, pababayaan nyo na yung day job ninyo or yung mga bread and butter na pinagkakakitaan ninyo. Kasi nga, magsisimula ka sa content creation, hindi mo iisipin yung kikitain mo, magkano bang bayad sa akin dyan, magkano kikitain ko sa YouTube, sa yes. TikTok ba, yayaman ba ako dyan. Huwag muna yun. You really have to love what you do. Mm-hmm. Kasi pag inisip nyo kagad yung pera, hindi naman masamang kumita ng pera. Pero pag inisip mo kagad yan, yung mga dapat mong gawin, hindi mo gagawin. Kasi isipin mo, wala namang bayad dyan eh. Maliit lang ang bayad dyan eh. Diba? Mm-hmm. Parang sana sa mga immortal dyan, I know you guys, sabihin na natin, yung iba may side hustle. Pagkatapos mong day job nila, may business sila. Nagbebenta sa Shopee, sa Lazada. Diba? Yun yung ginagawa nila pag 7 to 10 kasi 9 to 6 nasa office or work from home, di ba? Si Mitch, yung
yung 7 to 10 niya, yun yung content creation kung meron siyang study sa umaga.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi syempre, kailangan nyo rin magpahinga, kailangan nyo rin kumain, di ba? Yes. And huwag nyo hayaan na, huwag nyo papansinin yung mga ibang hater dyan na, ano, sabihin ako, ano, magsisimula kayo ng sarili nyong YouTube or TikTok, anong gagawin nyo, papansin kayo, ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Mga immortal, lahat ng nasa social media gusto magpapansin, kaya nga nila binibidyohan ng sarili nila. Mm-hmm. So huwag nyo papansinin yung mga sinasabi ng iba, ng mga haters ninyo, kasi unang-una, hindi sila nagbabayad ng bills nyo sa bahay.
Yes.
Pangalawa, hindi ka nila pwedeng diktahan. Kung ano yung passion mo, ano yung gusto mong gawin, gawin nyo, walang pumipigil sa inyo.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a podcast, you talk about mental health and lifestyle.
Yes po.
For a woman na, or a girl na 16-year-old, mm-hmm. tapos you talk about mental health, ano ito? Sa mga peers mo, sa mga classmates mo, sa mga students, kapwa na, o yung mga mas bata, ganyan, yun yung tina-target ng podcast mo?
I do think my audience right now is older. Yes, based on my audience, it's 18 to 24. But I think it's an age where I usually relate to more mm-hmm. now. And a lot of situations I've had, not a lot of kids or teens have experience, and more older. So yes po, I target mental health, social media bullying, body image,
mm-hmm.
relationships, and everything on my podcast.
Okay. Maganda yan kasi you talk about mental health. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the employees may mental health issues because binubuli sila sa office, their boss is treating them hindi pantay-pantay, may favoritism,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Maliit yung sweldo nila, hindi pa nai-increasean, ang tagal nila nagtatrabaho, no?
Mm-hmm.
Ano yung pwede mong i-advise sa kanila na, oy, ano, Ate Mitch, kasi ang tagal ko na rito sa office, tapos salbahe yung mga office mate ko eh. Hindi naapektuhan na yung ano ko, mental health. Wala mm-hmm. na akong ganang pumasok. Ano yung pwede mong ipayo sa kanila?
Actually po, I mean, showbiz, it's a very cruel and mm-hmm. Very competitive world. So we also experience some of what you said po. I do think if it is a job that you would like to continue and you see your future self still working for that, even though you've been treated badly,
mm-hmm.
it's something that you should continue as long as you love it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something that's constantly draining you and hurting you physically and emotionally, it's something that you should reconsider na parang I think you would find something out there. I'm not saying you should always take risks kasi alam naman natin others do base lang on that monthly, on their monthly paycheck lang. I'm not saying that you should always take risks kasi you would always want to be safe, especially if your life is on the line. But if it is exhausting you mentally, emotionally, physically, then you would find another job where it would be okay lang. I mean, stable.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you aren't feeling bad about yourself.
Okay. Would you choose to be happy instead of getting a bigger salary? O titiisin mo ba sa malaki sweldo? Ano pipiliin mo ron?
With me po, actually, let's put ourselves in my situation. I've gotten brand deals where the salary is super life-changing. Like, super big.
How big is that super big?
I don't think I can mention.
Six figures.
Let's say I've gotten an inquiry about the brand deal that's super big, super life-changing, but the brand doesn't align with my morals.
Ah, okay. Anong morals ito na ano?
I have declined na po.
Okay, pero anong morals ang ano? Ano yung, kasi syempre, iba-iba yung morals ng ibang ano, iba't ibang influencers sa'yo. Bakit mo tinanggihan?
I guess brands who aren't authentic or have issues with the media and a product I don't like, or fast fashion,
mm-hmm.
I have declined po because I don't want to promote products, even though the salary is very life-changing. I know a lot of people know po na parang fast fashion brands in general, they pay so much. I would not like to promote brands that don't align with my morals. Since I do educate my followers, I post on my Insta stories about environmental change, about climate change.
Yeah.
So it would be redundant po to post something like that.
Yeah, kasi pagka yung, let's explain yung fast fashion para sa mga listeners natin. Mm-hmm. Yun yung mga nakikita nyo sa mall na ano, yung mga, how do you explain this, Mitch, yung fast fashion na hindi maganda sa environment kasi maraming ano, napopollute yung mundo natin pagka gumagawa sila ng maraming damit na ganyan eh.
Yeah, fast fashion in general, it's very low quality products, actually, very low quality products that is mass produced by large companies.
Mm-mm.
So, a lot of companies, a lot of in the mall, online, do produce fast fashion and thousands, hundreds, millions of them talaga every day. So, I do promote sustainable fashion, even though it is, it costs more.
Mm-hmm.
But fast fashion in general, I think a lot of people, naging issue po kasi yun sa TikTok with fast fashion with a certain brand. But a lot of people, I guess with your listeners din po, if you are in a salary basis and you just want to buy very accessible clothes, a ton of people would really go for fast fashion because it's so accessible and hindi naman po lahat makakabili with sustainable. And I do say that. Yeah.
Okay. Naintriga lang yung mga immortal. Hindi ko naman sasabihin to, Mitch, pero pwede ba i-type sa chat natin kung ano yung brand tsaka yung amount? Pwede ba? Hindi ko naman sasabihin eh. Para lang ma-intriga rin sila.
Oo. Yes, sure po.
Yun. Kasi may mga tinatanong ako sa mga guests, minsan hindi lang pwede sabihin. So, pinapatype ko na lang. Tapos hindi ko sasabihin, magre-react na lang ako.
Okay.
No, yan. Sige. So, grabe, napaka life-changing ng offer nila. Tapos, ito yung brand. So, inaantay natin si Mitch. Tina-type niya kasalukuyan. Mukhang mahaba ang pangalan, ah.
Actually po, there's two brands.
Oh, okay. Sige. Nakakatuwa kasi ang Gen Z ngayon, meron silang CSR. Corporate Social Responsibility na iniisip para sa sarili nilang branding. Okay. Nako, nakita ko na yung brand. Sige. Okay. Ano yung life-changing na amount na ino-offer sa'yo. Ito pala yung dalawang lumapit sa'yo. Oo nga, fast fashion nga yan.
Yes po.
Fast fashion nga yung dalawang yan. Actually, yung isang brand, sikat siya sa asa yung fast fashion talaga. Grabe, ang laki ng budget nila. Medyo dalawa sila. Tapos okay. Grabe. Ibang klase to. Oo nga. When you compute that sa peso.
That's it. Yeah.
Sa peso yan natin, sige. Ay, oo nga. Life-changing nga. Oo, yes. Life-changing nga yan. Oo. Life-changing nga. Grabe. Ano hinihingi sa'yo?
A post po on TikTok or Instagram.
A post and yan ang presyo.
Yes.
Grabe. Ibang klase, ah. Mitch, ah. Talagang life-changing nga yan, ah.
It is.
Siguro mga 10 posts na ganyan, talagang sobrang life-changing yan, no?
Yes.
Mga 10 ganun, no? Grabe. Pero nakakagulat na companies would spend this much para lang, ma-influensyahan yung mga yung target market nila.
Yes.
And nakakatuwa kasi nga ang Gen Z, pag hindi sila naniniwala sa isang produkto or magkaiba yung nila paniniwala doon sa kumpanya kumukuha sa kanila, hindi nila tinatanggap. It's not about the money.
Mm-hmm.
Ito yung pagkatao mo, parang pag tinanggap mo yan, babaliin mo yung pagkatao mo ng ilang beses, diba? Tapos baka hindi ka pa makatulog sa gabi.
Opo, totoo.
Diba? Hindi maganda for your mental health.
Yes.
Diba?
Yes, very true.
Oh. So, let's talk about your podcast. Kasi you talk about lifestyle, mental health. Ano usually tinatanong sa'yo ng mga listeners mo? And itong Cyber Crush Podcast, na kapamilya natin dito sa PNA, Podcast Network Asia, eh, pwede nyo hanapin sa Spotify and Apple Podcast. Yes. Tuwing kailan ba lumalabas ito at paano mo na-conceptualize itong podcast na to?
Actually po, my podcast was, I started planning my podcast since last year before PNA even approached me about a podcast opportunity. So I did want to create a podcast because I have another account on TikTok where I usually do my opinions naman po, and like I give advice, and then eventually everyone started messaging me about me creating a podcast, and then I started planning na po my episodes back then, and then PNA reached out and they had the podcast opportunity. So when I planned po, it was super stressful because I guess there was this fear where podcasting is a different social media platform.
Different,
and it's very hard.
Ibang hayop yung ano yung podcast eh. And yes, ang swerte natin sa PNA kasi all we have to do is record ng record, and then sila na bahala mag-edit and mag-upload.
Yes po.
Ng ano,
yes,
ng mga episodes, di ba?
Oh. Yes, that's why I'm so thankful, because if I didn't if PNA didn't reach out to me po, I would still be creating my own podcast, but I would be doing all the editing. I would create my own cover art. So it's super stressful. But like with my podcast po, I guess what I've noticed since I'm very, very new, I'm still at episode 15. A lot of my followers started DMing me about their situations and asking me for advice, which I love right now.
Okay. Ano yung pinaka-common na tinatanong sa'yo? Sa TikTok, sa YouTube, sa Instagram, sa email mo, di ba?
The most common thing po is, especially if they're asking me for advice, is their family or mental health.
Okay.
So, yan.
Mayari family problem kasi pagka sa kabataan, di ba, sa mga teenagers, nako, may problema kasi sa bahay, ganyan, wala akong mapagsabihan, ganyan. And then yung mental health, paano mental health? Nadidepress na ako kasi sobrang strict ng parents ko. Kailangan sobrang taas ng grades ko. Ganun.
Yes po. It does come with mental health. Parang academic, and then friends, and family. So yun po.
Okay. I'll give you a situation dahil syempre Gen Z ka.
Go.
Pang ano to? Pang mga teenagers or mga immortal. May mga anak sila, no? May mga kaibigan kayo. Sabay-sabay kayo lumaki. From elementary to high school, and then biglang nagka-problema ka, ikaw yung naging ano, naiwan, hindi ka na binarkada ng mga friends mo. So how do you cope up with yung ganyan? Syempre masakit yun, sabay-sabay kayo lumaki, magkakabarkada kayo. 'Di ba? And then baka mamaya ikaw pa nagpakilala sa kanilang lahat para maging magkakaibigan kayong lahat, 'di ba? Or maging one big barkada kayo. So, paano magkukup yung teenager na ganyan?
I've actually got this po, and a lot of people, a lot of my listeners have also come forward with me about being left out with their own friend group. What I advise always pag sinabi po nilang left out sila is that they should take their time, rest, and I guess reevaluate what happened with their friendship. Kasi I know I'm always on both sides po. I'm always on both sides with what I'm saying. But with me kasi, there wouldn't be a reason why the other group isn't currently talking to you or currently in communication with you. How do you cope with that? You reevaluate what happened with your friendship. You see if you did anything wrong. You reached out first kasi marami pong ma-pride. Yun yung sinasabi nila, ayoko mag-message mauna. But for me, you reached out first. You know, you have to know what happened. Just for your peace of mind na din. And so you can reevaluate with your next friend group. I mean, there are tons of people and you wouldn't be stuck with the same friend group forever. But at least you would know what you did wrong, both sides, and if there's just a misunderstanding. But coping, you should reevaluate, you should distance yourself for a bit. But if you really want to know, you have to message them, you have to reach out first, bawal yung ma-pride.
So it also applies sa office, hindi lang sa pagkakaibigan na yung magkakarkada kayo. Ngayari, magkaka-office mates kayo, syempre, nung una kayo magkakakilala, okay kayong lahat eh. Mm-hmm. Tapos biglang may mga nangyayari sa work, mm-hmm. sa office, no? Si Mitch na napagdaanan niya to kasi, syempre, bata pa lang, nagtatrabaho na siya.
Yes, with my coworkers.
Mas matindi ang competition pagdating sa mga TV networks.
Mm-hmm.
Mas masakit magsalita yung mga ano, yung mga mm-hmm. nandoon. Mm-hmm. Lalo na yung mga detractors, eh sino ba mga kaaway ng mga artista, yung mga kinasasama ng loob. Andiyan diyan yung mga minsan yung mga nasa behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
O, minsan yung mga press people sumasama loob ng artista roon kasi nami-misinterpret, 'di ba? So si Mitch, marami ng hugot ito pagdating sa trabaho tsaka sa buhay.
Yes.
At yung knowledge na binigay pa sa kanya ng kanyang mga magulang, habang lumalaki siya, naalala niya lahat yan. Yes. Plus, meron pa kayong financial advice na nakuha from her na ipirin niyo yung pera ninyo at gumastos lang kayo pag kailangan niyo ang isang bagay, yes. di ba? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking yung mic na yan galing sa PNA. Hindi
yes.
mo gumastos para dyan, di ba? O, kasi pag may podcast sa PNA, pag kailangan mo ng mic, padadalang ka.
Mm-hmm,
diba?
Yes.
Yun, kaya nga masaya dito sa atin eh. So, Mitch, maraming salamat. You guessed it. And you shared your knowledge sa amin, sa mga immortal. Kahit na batang-bata ka, at least, no ba, nakita yes. nila at nalaman nila na, uy, pwede kang kumita ng pera kahit na teenager ka pa lang.
Yes po, yes.
Can be a content creator at nakaka-believe kasi yung disiplina mo sa trabaho, you're consistent. Na kahit na iniisip mo, tama ba itong ginagawa ko na parang wala atang nanonood sa akin, di ba? And then you grew your own ano community, di ba? Sa
yeah.
YouTube, sa TikTok, sa Instagram, sa Facebook, di ba?
Yes.
Nakakatuwa at sana yung mga immortal, tularan ka.
Yes po.
Paging role model ka sa mga bagong ano, sa bagong generation, sa Gen Z. Diba? Mm-hmm. Talagang ikaw yung susundin nila yung work ethic mo. So maraming mm-hmm. salamat, Mitch. Please promote your ano social media accounts and your podcast na yes. ano Cyber Crush.
Yes, everyone. Please do follow me on Instagram. It's Mitch B _ on my TikTok. It's Mitch _. And then my podcast, you guys, every Tuesday and Friday, Cyber Crush, if you want to talk about mental health, about teenagers, relationship, and etc. Thank you po. Thank you for guesting me.
Thank you. Thank you, Mitch. I hope we can collab soon sa TikTok or sa Instagram
yes.
or sa Reels, YouTube, no? Hope to work with you soon. At mga immortal, ito ah. Pinapakita lang talaga namin sa episode na to na kahit ano pang edad mo, pag may kusa kang kumita ng sarili mong pera, gagawa ka ng paraan, di ba? And kagaya ng sinasabi natin, if you're passionate about something, huwag niyo muna isipin yung pera. Huwag niyo muna isipin magkano ibabayad sa akin, magkano kikitain ko dyan, di ba? Pag nag-enjoy kasi ginagawa mo, para kang hindi nagtatrabaho. Pero sa pagdating sa content creation, kailangan huwag pababayaan ang inyong day job kasi
yes.
yung mga ibang immortal may pamilya na, may binubuhay na silang mga anak or may pinapaaral na kapatid or pamangkin, di ba? So, mag-ipon din tayo pero work smart tayong lahat ha, mga immortal. So, there you have it. For Mitch B, I'm your host, Stanley Chi. Please follow me on my social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Kumu, meron ako niyan, hanapin niyo lang Stanley Chi. At syempre, The Underpaid Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. So, kung meron kayong mga topics na gustong isuggest sa amin, all you have to do is send us a message. At kung hindi ka pa nagpa-follow sa Spotify namin at sa Apple Podcast, mag-subscribe na kayo and leave a comment. Okay? Para naman, mas masaya yung magiging ano, yung episodes natin at mas marami tayong magagawa pa. Okay? So, maraming salamat, Mitch. Kita-kits tayo sa next episode, mga immortal. I'm your host, Stanley Chi. Bye-bye!
And that's another episode of Underpaid with Stanley Chi. Hit that follow button to get updated with our new episodes. Follow us at our socials at The Underpaid Podcast. Kita-kits, mga immortal!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.